And in a wider sense, as you live in the present more and more, it's a continuous dying. As the expression goes, you die to the past every moment. You let go. And this moment is always fresh. You can, of course, you remember what you need to remember, but you let go of any personalized attachment to a memory. There's nothing wrong with memories. You need it. You wouldn't be able to find your way back to your street, your house. Memory, of course, you need, but self-identification with memory, you don't. So, as you live in presence, there's a continuous dying to this continuity of me, which is an accumulation of more and more things that I identify with, the continuity. And that is could be anything. You die to the past. When the bell is gone, it is gone. It has disappeared. It is the past. And this moment remains fresh. Oh, it's gone. There is a freshness even in when something has dissolved. One could go so far as to say there is a breath of fresh air, metaphorically speaking, comes into this world of space-time, this world of physicality, whenever a form dissolves. There's a lightness. And with that, you welcome death. Stillness is the death that you enter voluntarily. If you're ready for it, to relinquish your attachment to the structures of thought, to step out of the stream of thinking, is death, because thinking is form, primordial form. To step out of that is death. The arising of stillness is your death, the death of the little me. Of course it is. And there are still many humans on the planet who are not ready for that. They want to stay entangled in form. They want a continuation of the drama of form. They don't want an end to the drama. There are humans, many humans still on the planet, who are not ready for the end of suffering. Even if the possibility were presented to them, they would run away in fear. It would seem like, no, the end of suffering would seem like a kind of death, the end of my drama, I don't want that. So, but there are many humans also who are ready to stop suffering, to come to the end of suffering. It's an evolutionary development.